For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Chinese embassy in Australia has condemned the violent attack by Tibetan separatists on the Chinese consulate general in Sydney. Australian authorities have detained 10 people connected to the attack on Wednesday. 8 people have been charged with 3 crimes, including breaking into the embassy, tearing the Chinese national flag, and offending Chinese consular officials. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has issued a statement saying the Australian government takes seriously its obligations to protect the safety and dignity of foreign diplomatic and consular missions and condemns all forms of violent protest. Media reports in Japan say Mitsubishi Materials will offer compensation and an apology to Chinese forced laborers it used during World War II. The apology is not being confirmed by the company, but it would follow the unprecedented apology delivered on Sunday to U.S. prisoners of war used by the company as forced labor. The plan reportedly includes compensation of around $16,000 for each victim, along with the apology. Kyoto News reports the company and a group of Chinese plaintiffs have reached a settlement. Nearly 3,800 Chinese nationals were used as forced labor at mining sites belonging to Mitsubishi Materials. More than 700 of them died. China's registered unemployment rate in urban areas stood at just over 4% as of the end of June. The new number is a fraction of a point lower than the number reported in March. Nearly 7.2 million new jobs were created in urban areas in the first half of the year. The government aims to create at least 10 million new jobs in 2015 and keep the urban jobless rate below 4.5%. At least 2 people have been killed in a shooting inside of a movie theater in the United States. Police in Lafayette, Louisiana, say the shooter is included among the dead. Several people have been injured. The incident happened during a screening of the film Trainwreck. No information on a possible motive for the shooting is being released. At least one person's been killed after a bomb exploded inside of a bar on Thursday night in the southern Philippines. 10 others were injured. Police say the lone fatality's been identified as Geraldine Miguel, a 21-year-old cashier at the bar. An investigation's underway. Turkish forces have exchanged fire with Islamic State fighters in Syria after a Turkish soldier was killed and 2 others wounded in a cross-border fight. 1 Islamic State militant's been killed. Local media say the clashes were close to the village of El Bailey, an area where the Islamic State has sent reinforcements in recent weeks. Fighting comes days after a suspected suicide bombing by the Islamist radical group in Saruj, which killed 32 people. Australia's first alleged member of Islamic State has been escorted back to the country. Formerly a Melbourne-based nurse, Adam Brookman gave himself up to Australian federal police officers in Turkey. Brookman claimed he was injured in an airstrike while working as a nurse in Syria before being sent to a hospital under IS control. He said he was then forced to join the militant group but never carried out an act of violence. He's not yet been charged. U.S. President Barack Obama is on his way to Africa for landmark visits to Kenya and Ethiopia. Obama is expected to arrive in Kenya on Friday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit that country. It's also his first trip to his father's homeland as U.S. president. Security and economic initiatives will be topping the agenda during Obama's time in that country. He'll also become the first U.S. president to travel to Ethiopia when he lands there on Sunday to confer with the country's prime minister. In Addis Ababa, Obama is also expected to address the African Union at its headquarters. Scientists using the planet-hunting Kepler Space Telescope have discovered several new exoplanet candidates, and among them is a planet 1,400 light-years away, which is being hailed as Earth's closest twin. Kepler-452b is older and larger than the Earth and is thought to orbit a sun similar to our own. Kepler is now gathering other kinds of data to help scientists understand other areas of astrophysics. A year from now, NASA plans to release even more mission details, with the Kepler team already confident of further Earth-like discoveries on the horizon. Brazil's sports minister says he thinks Brazil's bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics has a great chance at success, and he's expressed his support for the Chinese capital. George Hilton's comments come with just a week to go before IOC members vote on which city will win the hosting rights. He also says he's very interested in the Chinese model for school sports and hopes to bring it back to Brazil. The Chinese bid for the 2022 Games has only one competitor, Almaty, Kazakhstan. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.